So just want to say thank you so much for this great opportunity just to stand before you and share a few words. One of my favorite, I think most people know, Martin Luther King Jr. is probably one of my favorite historical figures. And Martin Luther King Jr. said, which I always take with me, that it's easy to be great, right? Because all you need is like two things. Really one thing with two aspects behind it. You know, to be great, you just need to be a servant. That's it. And to be a servant, you need two things, right? You need to have a heart full of love and a soul full of grace. And that's it. And so that's the only thing. Auditorium, and of course on the stage behind me, that's what I see in you, that all of us are great. There's nothing special that I consider that I'm doing, you know, receiving the 2022 National Teacher of the Year, which is still amazing to me. It's not a title that defines who I am. It never has been. And I think as educators and as individuals, our main purpose of life is just to serve. And that's what I've been doing for, you know, 25 years, to the best of my ability, of course. Because there's been some ups and downs, ebbs and flows along the way. But that's the beauty of being a human being, that you could make mistakes, and then when you make mistakes, you could rectify them because you reflect upon them. And that's what I am trying to show students, you know, doing this course of my journey as well. One of the most important things that I struggle with, and if I could speak to the students right now, I struggle with doing the right thing. I know that sounds strange, right? Doing the right thing. What does that mean? Because I always have this fallacy of what is right. Because a lot of times what is right when I was growing up was a selfish aspect to it. When I was young, my family, we celebrated Christmas all the time. And then, you know, when the holidays started coming closer, then I'm really, really nice, right? You know, Mom, I could take out the garbage for you. I could do this. So I'm really, 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 really nice because I want something at the end, right? I want that gift, I want that present. And so I struggle with that because being real and doing the right thing really takes on the perception of community. That sometimes you do the right thing even though you don't want to. I tell this story all the time. I was not going to fill out the Ohio State Teacher of the Year application. I apologize for that. I wasn't. It was during COVID. I was on Zoom, and I was just struggling on Zoom. I think I could go to Lowe's or Home Depot right now and tell who had a particular ceiling fan. And so I struggled with just trying to engage because all my inspiration comes from within the classroom. That's what I feed off of. I feed off of the students bringing that energy. And it was so difficult on that computer screen teaching. And real difficult for the students as well. And so from there, I was struggling. You know, I'm so thankful I have such a support staff, a support system in the staff where Ms. Lahetta, Ms. Miller, and the rest really helped me along the way and provided some techniques that I could use to help. And so I wasn't gonna fill it out. And I went to student services. And student services said, well, if someone nominated you, and this one going back doing the right thing, when someone nominated you to do something, you have a responsibility, right? You have a responsibility. And I really took that to heart. Like, yes, you are absolutely correct. Even though I don't want to do it, even though I'm not interested at all, because when you teach, you're not looking for titles, I say it's the right thing because someone took the time to do it. And a few months later, exactly probably a year from today, from District 2 Teacher of the Year to a finalist for the state of Ohio, to Ohio State Teacher of the Year, to a finalist for the National Teacher of the Year, now to 2022 National Teacher of the Year. Because someone told me, about doing the right thing. And so students, this is my small message to you. There's a lot of times where you don't want to do the right thing. I understand, you tired, you just don't feel like it. But in the end, it is truly worth it. And it's not worth it for you personally, right? It's worth it because of the community. The one thing I'm so happy about all of this is Oakland. Born and raised in a small town, right? When you think of State Teacher of the Year, you think of Columbus teacher, you know, Cleveland teacher, a Cincinnati teacher, a Dayton teacher. Little small Oakland, a little person in room 200, right? 200. That became Teacher of the Year. And not because I'm so great, right? It's nothing about that. It's because someone invested in me. That Oakland invested in me, right? I tell the story where my parents raised me. They did an excellent job. And my brothers, you know, they did wonderful. But it was Oakland who shaped me. And Oakland who provided that ethic of hard work, being nice to people, being considerate, listening, having an open ear. That's what Oakland is. That's who we are. That's in our DNA. And so I'm just so proud that signs are up around town, in the marquee at the Apollo, in the big banner on 58. I said, oh, that looks good. It really does. It looks really, really good. But more importantly, it looks good because it's here. And at the end of every name, like National Teacher of the Year, Kirk Russell, always at the bottom, it says Oberlin High School. Right? It's Oberlin High School. And it's where I'm from and who I am. And I'm just so grateful to share this opportunity with you.